Welcome back, everyone, to another month of your Feng Shui Luck Boost based on Feng Shui Energy on the Qimen Dongjia Oracle. So we're entering now into the pig month of the year. It's a yin metal pig month. And we're going to get through the energy of this month quickly. I'm going to explain to you what it's made of. But first, I want to bring your attention to the fact that we're entering the winter astrological season. Okay, so what is a winter frame for Chinese astrology on Feng Shui? It is composed of the pig, followed by the rat, and the ox. We need all three together to have the full winter season. But those 3 months are part of the winter frame, winter season. Okay, so we call the pig, the rat, and the ox winter months, okay, in the system. So you will see that this astrological winter is not exactly matching the seasonal winter, okay, which starts in December. So here we have a start in November, okay, with the month of the pig. And then you might wonder, how does it come that in Southern Hemisphere we don't reverse the season, we don't reverse the association? So then if you live in the Southern Hemisphere, in Australia, for example, you would think, well, this pig, rat, and then ox month are going to be my summer, okay? Well, there are different layers to answer this question. The first one is something I just mentioned. They're not exactly matching the weather, the climate season, if you want, okay? So they're more astrological season. So here we have the winter that starts in November rather than in December. So that's the first point. But second point is the association with the element, okay? So now we're going to be in winter season, and winter season is when the water element gets the strongest, okay? And the fire element gets the weakest. Because the pig contains water, and then we will have the rat that is full water, okay, and then we will have ox that is a month still has some water, but the water is starting to change and to be absorbed, okay? So considering that the association of this 3 month is with the astrological season of the winter, we cannot just simply reverse the season for certain hemisphere, okay? If suddenly we say those are summer months, well, they don't correspond, basically, the composition, the astrological composition of those 3 animals, okay, which are full of water. The ox is an animal a bit different because it's actually an earth animal, but the rat and the pig of this month, November, are animals full of water, okay? So we can't suddenly decide their summer month, because summer is when the fire season is the strongest, okay? The fire element is the strongest, sorry. So we can't just say for certain hemisphere those 3 animals will now be associated with the summer season, because they're still full of water, and water extinguish the fire in real life and in the cycle of the 5 elements, okay? So I hope you understand better why we don't reverse season for certain hemisphere. And second thing about this association with the element, they also have a location, okay, on the map or on the compass. So this those locations are called, they are made on the Bagua map, okay, Bagua or Pakwa. All right, so if you've seen one of these maps with the 8 sector, and we use subdirection as well, but we won't get into this right now. So we the 8 sector. You will see that north associated with the water element is at the bottom, okay? So north is the sector where we're going to have those 3 animals. Pig is north 1, then rat is north 2, and ox is north 3, okay? And they're associated with water. So we have a location on the map, which is at the bottom of the map, which is a north sector, and associated with the water element on the winter season. On here, you might wonder why it's the bottom of the map, because in map, when you're traveling, when you're looking on Google Map or geographical map, topo graphical map, sorry, you will see north usually on top. Okay, that's how we orientate ourselves with a regular compass. Well, first, it's a Western convention. Okay, that nothing stops you from orientating yourself with south rather than north, or even west or east. But also, the reason why is going back to this element. Okay, fire rise, so it goes on top. Water always go down, so it goes at the bottom of the map. Okay, so there's no water that goes up in nature. Actually, I remember those short movie called The Animatrix. They are cartoon made when the second Matrix movie was released. And don't get me started on the fourth Matrix movie. But anyway, the second one was good still. And you have this Animatrix you can find on DVD, Blu-ray, and so on. And there is one cartoon where kids go in Japan, goes into a landfill, and then they see the water running upward, you know, from the floor, from the bottom, up to the sky. And then, you know, that's how they realize it's a bug in the Matrix. So if one day you see that, definitely let us know, because it's good indication we live in a simulated reality and there is a bug. But otherwise, naturally, water goes down, so it has to be at the bottom of the map, okay? So imagine if we now reverse the season and we decide, okay, summer will be associated with this month, we will put the fire element at the bottom of the map. It doesn't make sense. So fire remain associated with the south direction because on top of the map, because it goes up. It's the natural movement of fire, and water goes at the bottom and associated with north. That's the reason why the back way is oriented with north at the bottom and south associated with fire at the top, okay? So the association with those elements, with their location, and with their season, astrological season, should not be changed, okay? All right, so now we're entering the winter season, so water gets stronger and fire gets weaker. This month is a yin metal pigment. And the yin metal, metal can strengthen the water of the pig, okay, so that's not really the problem here. But the pig is inception of the wood element, okay, and next year is the rabbit year, so it's the peak of the wood element. So here at the birth of the wood element, we are actually the metal that is trying to chop it down, okay, trying to chop the inception. So it's like you have sprouts coming out of seeds, and then you already cutting them down in your garden. Well, it's not great to do that because you don't let the tree grow and flourish, okay? So it's an interesting indication on what could unfold next year, that the birth of this wood element is partly chopped down by metal, okay? Luckily, the water of the pig helped to appease the clash. Nevertheless, the metal and wood clash remain. It exists. So it's not ideal for diplomacy, okay? So I believe there will be talk, okay? Because the yin metal make people talkative. Also, this metal represents west, and the wood contain into the peak contain represents the east, so we have talk, a beginning of talk here, but I don't think this is a resolution in terms of war between Ukraine and Russia. Okay, we will probably go into either the Ox month to start to see the end of the tunnel, or possibly next year. It's a better dynamics for resolution of this conflict, but I wouldn't bet on it this month. Actually, this month, there is the indication with this metal on wood clash that there is some bloodshed. There is something cutting, okay, cutting the flesh. So it's really the idea of injuries here. So we will have what, you know, the American or some strategists call surgical bombing on that kind of thing, where basically some specific location are targeted and attack with great precision. That's the idea of this month. So I expect this, you know, I expect it to be rather tense, And there is the idea of attack contained in this month. Okay, it's not a peaceful month. Nevertheless, for you, it doesn't have to be dramatic. With this metal on wood ledge that is contained in the month, you have to be careful about the soft tissue in your body, everything that is joined, okay? So we're talking about especially shoulder and neck, okay? Be careful with that. Warm up and don't make a reckless movement with your head and neck. Go very slowly. Be careful when you're lifting object. It's definitely a month that has injury in the back, in the neck, in the shoulder, written all over, but also wrist and ankle, okay? So be very careful with this and warm up. And don't strain your body, okay, by lifting charge too heavy. If you do deadlift when you're doing weight training, this is a month that really can represent injury with deadlift. Or if you pull, you know, something behind your neck, well, don't do that, basically. Not during this month, be careful. Go with gentle exercise like yoga with a bit of heat because we want to warm up a bit this overly cold month with the yin metal on the water of the peak. It's too cold here. So you can go for yoga. Don't go for Bikram yoga with excessive heat, you know, because we are at the time of the year where you don't want to sweat excessively either. You don't want to bring the fire too much, but you want to bring gentle warm, okay? And Tai Chi. Tai Chi is perfect for this season. Go to bed rather early to nourish your kidney energy, because that's when the water element wants to get strengthened, and this rules the kidney. I know it's a tradition for Halloween to watch horror movie and so on, but don't go too much into the emotion of fear. It's during this month, the emotion of fear is present and is quite strong, actually, naturally, with a lack of luminosity. Again, if you're in the southern hemisphere, it's a bit different. But be careful not to bring too much, you know, watch too much news or horror movies that brings too much emotion of fear. Actually, go for something more funny when you can, okay? Comedy and things like that. It's part of your healing. It's part of your nurturing, okay? To also be careful about what you watch. So go to bed early, Tai Chi. In terms of food, have things that are warming up with root vegetable, good soup, a bit of spice, but not something too spicy. You don't want to sweat too much during this season, okay? Go gentle on exercise as well. Black sesame seed, some seaweed, generally foods that are black, okay, that have a black aspect, relate to the water element and can help to strengthen the kidney. But let's be honest, my specialty is not Chinese medicine or nutrition, so some of you might be more versed into this. Just telling you that there's connection between black element and water, and that's what we use in Feng Shui as well. We use a black color for water or blue as well. But blue food, it's not very common. Well, actually, you have some blueberries, for example. Berries like these that are black-blue will be good as well. All right, so that's also don't eat too cold, okay? Not the season for raw juice or smoothie or thing like that, not at all. It's not gonna help because this month is overly cold. It's a bit too cold and it's chopping down the wood again, okay? So your wood organ also have to be supported. But if you go for things that are too cold or too bitter in nature, it's gonna be too harsh for this month, okay? You want to be gentle, warming up. Cozy, you know, it's a month where you have to try to be more cozy and pamper yourself, go to bed earlier, and focus on emotions that are uplifting and so on. Because I can guarantee next month they will usher some kind of new crisis on the world. Yang Water Rat Month, I guarantee it's coming. I would be very surprised. But good news is that you have great activation this month to boost your luck no matter what happened. And you have, again, 3 days where we're activating both day and time. So those are more powerful because we type into two plates of the Chimandongji Oracle. One which is auspicious for the day sector and one for the time sector. So, of course, it's always the same sector, okay? So, for example, when I'm looking at the activation, We have the south sector for the activation force, where south is very good for on that day, and it's also very good for that time. Okay, so those activation will activate day and time together. All right, so here we are. I wish you a good month of the pig. I'm looking forward to have your feedback on the activation and be with you next month.